What then shall we say to these things? How can we not speak of so great a salvation made possible by the matchless name of Jesus? The trap had been laid. The pit was dug. We had even been caught. We had fallen. The grave had closed us within its dark depths. But mercy said, no. The blood of Jesus the righteous spoke a delivering word, a freeing word. The traps and the snares, the chains and the graves all followed the sound of his voice. And we came free. We came up. We came out. And here we stand, free to serve, free to leap over walls and cast mountains into the sea. Our banner is Jesus the victorious, the mighty. Our banner is Jesus the victorious, the mighty. By the light of his countenance and his counsel, we take our places. Where there's no place, we create one. Create two. Create communities of men like us whose banner is Jesus. And when our accuser, the father of lies, whispers, how dare you? Who do you think you are? What gives you the authority to be and say and do these things? How dare you? Our defender, the one who sits in the heavens, laughs as he responds, how dare you not? There is no condemnation here. You are now in Christ Jesus. There is no bondage. Your chains are broken. The old man no longer lives here. This life is in Christ for Christ. This life is in Christ for Christ. Even in death, you prevail over death, because in the order of more than conquerors, death has been swallowed up in victory. How dare you not? More than conqueror, you are a deliverer, a savior, pulling men out of the fire, snatching lives from the jaws of death, overthrowing the powers and principalities over minds and cities, inducting men into the order of more than conquerors through the love of Christ who inducted you. And when the accuser, the father of lies, whispers, how dare you? Who do you think you are? By what authority do you say and do these things? How dare you? Our defense counsel responds with the voice like the sound of many waters. How dare you not? You are more than conqueror. How dare you not?